Welcome to the Lady Gang. You're about to listen to our podcast, but there is so much more our community has to offer. Follow us at the Lady Gang, join our secret Facebook group, shop our clothing line, books, and find out when we're going to be in your city at theladygang.com. We're so excited you're here. Enjoy the show.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Tucson, the SUV reimagined from the inside out. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty and a special guest.
Pump, 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 pump. We are so excited. Today we welcome back, and you guys know that we very rarely will accept someone back into the Lady Gang. And when we had the option, we were like, absolutely bring her back in. We are welcoming Katie Stevens from The Bold Type, who we love so much. It's so crazy because you, I think, were like, when the first season, Bold Type, was just coming out, you came on Lady Gang to promote it. Before it was
when I came on, I was doing Faking It.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So, you're right. Never mind.
So this was
okay,
like,
I know nothing.
Too many moons ago. This was over 5 years
too
ago.
Too many moons. I am incorrect, but now either way, the series finale is happening. The show is on its end, and I know we have tons of fans on the show because in our Facebook group, we discuss a Bold Type all the time. So in honor of Katie and the success of the show, which if you live under a rock is about this global woman's magazine, we are ripping off the headlines of magazines from around the United States and doing an allegedly what's a happening with Katie Stevens this week here on Lady Gang. So that you watch the series finale. Okay, so, but there's so much to talk about because you've been married. Paul, it's crazy. The show, so many
Kelty
things. So where do we want to start?
Right now.
No, I'm so excited. You were so beautiful at your wedding. That's where I want to start.
Thank you. I know, it's crazy. We were so lucky because we got married like just barely pre-pandemic.
Oh my God.
So like got to have like the whole wedding. Like weddings are really stressful to plan anyways, but like I can't imagine being a person who has to plan their wedding in the pandemic. Mm-mm. Like just the added stress of an already very stressful planning process is much.
What was the date of your wedding?
October 12th, 2019.
Mm, yeah, you just slid right in there.
And you were so romantic and so beautiful. And that dress was like the right mix of like sexual and also like like romantic.
Thank you.
Like it had all the things. Sexual.
Yeah, picking the dress was stressful because there was a designer that wanted to make my dress. I was super excited. I went to this place in Nashville that was the only place that carried the dress. Like the dresses that this designer had, and they're beautiful. But for me, I was like, they were like very ornate. Mm. And you realize what kind of bride you are when you start putting them on, because like I would Pinterest like all of these dresses. And then when I was putting them on my body, I was like, wow, I forget how small I am. One. So like anything big just swallows me whole. And two, like, I'm not like a beady, sparkly, that wasn't my style of bride. And so one of my friends, while we were there, she was like, well, if they're just going to like make you a custom dress, it could be anything. So like, why don't you try on dresses by other designers? Big mistake. Huge. Uh-oh. 'Cause I tried on a dress from another designer, Flora, and fell in love. And then like went to LA and like showed my friends in LA the dress, and then I had a fitting with the designer that was going to make my other one, which was Galia Lahav. And
favorite.
So amazing, gorgeous. And so I like tried on this one dress that was like sweetheart neckline, and it was like ruched in the butt and all this stuff, and I was like, okay, but like I like the top of this one. And I showed them the dress that I fell in love with. And so they were like, cool, we'll make that. So cut to, I then am going to be given my other dress for free if I wear it. So I'm like weighing all of these options.
Oh no.
And I go to do a dress try on, like the trunk show for Flora. And so I'm trying on all of their dresses. And then I fell in love with a different one. And it was just one of those things that I was like, this is what I have to walk down the aisle in. Like, there is no other dress. Like, I love, love, love Galia Lahav. But like, this needs to be the dress I get married in. And so I wound up getting married in that dress. But like, I'm not even joking. 4 weeks before my wedding happened, Galia Lahav called my stylist and was like, her dress is ready.
No.
And my friend was like, but we told you that like we weren't going to do it because she fell in love with this other dress. And they were like, oh my gosh, apparently the woman that like was supposed to relay that message like no longer works there. Didn't relay the message. So they made the dress and they were just like, if she wants to wear it, cool. If she doesn't. So I had no plans to wear a second dress, but no, I did wind up wearing the Galia Lahav dress, but like I was partying in that dress. So like all of the photos that I have of myself are like really unflattering candid. So I said to my stylist recently, cause I was like, I do need to like get photos in that dress. So I was like, maybe I'll just do like a cute Nashville bridal photo shoot with like a friend of mine and make it like really saucy and cute and wear the dress.
Oh, good idea. I like that idea.
I love this so much. Now, when you married Paul, obviously he's wonderful. And All Time Low has been a great band for forever.
Boys Like Girls.
I mean, sorry, Boys Like Girls. What are you talking about, Kelty?
Not going to lie to you, Jack and Paul, not anymore, but Jack and Paul like looked alike for a very long time.
You mean Jack from All Time Low, not me.
Yes. No, not you.
Jack Vanek.
Jack from All Time Low.
Sorry.
And Paul, like when they were like both coming up like emo princes.
That's true.
They looked a lot alike.
They looked similar.
I mean, it wouldn't be a Lady Gang podcast that I don't fuck it up like some major moment in some way. So this like makes complete sense. But anyway, so when you got married, we were like, yes, in the band, we've loved forever. And now this is what's blowing my mind that like, how is it these 30 something dudes that have been banned since they were 17 are having the fucking moment of their careers?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's insane. And like all of those guys from like so many bands of that genre all live in Nashville. Like the dudes from Cartel live in Nashville, All Time Low, some of them live there, like Reliant K, like throwing it back, just so many people. And they're all, you know, All Time Low is obviously still doing their thing. Boys Like Girls is going to do a tour next year.
That's exciting.
Yeah, they're doing like a Australia, Southeast Asia, like all of these different places. So also excuse for me to be like hopping on a plane and being a groupie.
Yeah.
But it is really wild. And I'm just so proud of Paul. Like I watch firsthand how hard he works. And sometimes I get annoyed because I'm like, can you just stop and come inside for dinner, please?
Yeah.
And he's just always like got work on the brain, but like, he's just such a hard worker and he loves what he does. And I think that I feel really grateful that I love what I do and my husband loves what he does. And like, we're both successful in what we do, like is very cool. And it's just, I feel like we've both like had a steady climb and we've done it together in different industries.
It's just so funny with all these emo boys, like back in the day when it's like, dude, your band's not going to make it. What are you going to do afterwards? Like, what's the move? And then there's a handful of them that are like, I'm going to be a hit songwriter. So you.
Yeah. Paul has like 3 songs on the radio. He's had a bunch of number ones. He just a record that he produced just came out. He's got like 2 others that he's doing. And I'm like, you're a crazy person.
It's crazy.
I'm like, I know I sleep next to you, but also do you sleep?
Right. Okay. But back to Katie. Now there's billboards of your face everywhere, which is incredible to like celebrate. And my husband bought our billboard. So like, I don't know what it's like to like actually have a real billboard. But
someone bought mine too.
Right. That's true. Yeah. But like,
it wasn't like an I'm sorry gift. Yeah, it was like, I think Disney bought yours.
Yeah.
Like something really. So, you know, now coming to the end of this, like, I do think that this has been a career changing gig for you. And an incredible show as far as like females and just, I mean, it's just like a cult hit. So what are you thinking as this comes to an end? I know you like had posted that you're crying on the last day of work and
oh my gosh. Yeah, it was very emotional. It's bittersweet. I think that honestly, it was a blessing to have to shoot it during COVID because we were all a little salty that we only got 6 episodes because we were like, wait, all of them are normally 10 and we didn't really know why it was only 6. But then having to shoot during COVID times and how difficult all of those protocols were, I was just like, I'm happy it's only 6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I did have like a really weird full circle moment the other day. Like yesterday I was driving up Highland and there's a big billboard of Bold Type right there. Like Franklin and Highland. And when I did American Idol, when I was 16, I stayed at what is now the Lowe's, I think.
The Lowe's Hollywood. Yeah.
The Lowe's Hollywood. It was called the Renaissance back then. Mm. And I stayed there and my room faced that church and those billboards right there.
Weird.
And it's like so weird what that like moment. Now my face is on that billboard.
That's
here
so cool.
She is, Simon. No, it's amazing. And those things happen to like catch you in your tracks and remind you. Like I remember the first time I met you, we were at like our friend, mutual friend Kelsey's like jewelry launch party mm-hmm. and you were doing music. And like, I was like a baby reporter and I was like, that girl's so cool. Oh my God. And I'm like, boom, there you go.
Well, and aren't you like an incredible dancer too?
I mean, no.
Yes.
Like to fashion myself one, sure, but maybe not, you know, but at the time, I think we were still like in the dance world. That's how I met Kelsey. Like, anyway, long story short, that's Insider Baseball. When we come back, we have headlines to discuss via the Bold Type.
Boy, do I have a fun thing to report to you guys about the new Hyundai Tucson. My best friend who lives out in New Jersey, she bought her first family vehicle because they moved out of New York City and they suddenly needed a car and they got the Hyundai Tucson. The all-new Hyundai Tucson is so gorgeous and she loves it because it is stylish, it is sleek, it is safe. They've thought of everything. So basically, they created the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology and safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. So they have the digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key, game changer. The LED daytime running lights are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. And I'm telling you, that's what makes the look of the car so cool. They have the 10.25 inch full touch infotainment screen inside, which is so sleek, so chic. There is such a great car out there and it's just for you. And it's the Hyundai Tucson. That's right. Go over to Hyundai.com and find out more about it. Hyundai.com.
You know, the last year has been collectively really, really horrible for pretty much everybody in the entire world, but it's really brought the conversation of mental health to the forefront of everybody's minds. So if you are out there and you need to talk to somebody, I wholeheartedly recommend Talkspace for therapy. So Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. And instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7 and they'll engage with you daily 5 days a week. So Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties. That's including depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food and eating, and so much more. And Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. So as a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and use our code LADY to get $100 off your first month and show support of the show. That's LADY at Talkspace.com.
Another very important thing about being sexy mature is having your vitamins. And it's not always easy to take the right vitamin and know what you're getting. And then sometimes they upset your stomach and they taste disgusting. And that's why we love Ritual. They've been a longtime sponsor of Lady Gang. We've had so many ladies sign up and better their health with Ritual. The multivitamins are free of sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colors. They have a fresh taste and a delayed release capsule that makes taking vitamins a little more pleasant. The multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. So get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering Lady Gang listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/ladygang to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/ladygang.
The Lady Gang.
Okay, we're back. Ariana Grande, speaking of weddings, is married and chic as fuck. Did you see the pictures?
I saw it and I loved that there were like two photos. I had to like scroll back because I was like, is that the same photo? But it's just her doing this.
I know,
like looking over her shoulder on like both sides.
But every single photo.
I'm also like, is that a pandemic wedding? Because it looks like no one was there.
I can't find a photo of her at the wedding.
What? On her Instagram.
It's on her,
it's on her Instagram.
Okay, got it. Okay.
No, it was at their house in Montecito. And I just love, like, when you think Ariana Grande getting married, what is her veil? Her veil is like one of those little, like, Priscilla Presley veils with like the little bow.
Oh, cute.
It's so chic for her.
She looks so very chic.
Cute.
I hope she's happy. She seems like she's been through a lot in the dating world.
I like how low key she's kept this relationship, at least seemingly, and from somebody that doesn't follow her. He's a normie. They're just chilled out. And then she gets married privately. I love the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like it'll work.
Mm-hmm. Cute. I'm into
this. I hope so.
What do you think,
Becca?
Someone
said though that there was like a meme being like, this is, Jack, did you post it? Like with the picture of Pete Davidson and her now husband, it was like, this is the same guy in different fonts.
Oh my God, no, but that is such a mean meme.
Listen, we all have a type.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think they look anything alike. Am I weird? Am I off base?
I mean, husband like normal or like he just kind of like a normal like, small guy.
Tall, dark, and handsome, I guess is the
name.
That's an okay type to have.
Yeah. And rich. Yes, I have that type.
Rich.
Boom. This is breaking news. It literally just broke while we were on, so I'm very excited. But for any Sex and the City fans, Mr. Big is going to be in the next movie.
Wow.
Do you remember? It was like he like kind of said, I will not be Chris Noth or whatever. And everyone like revolted. And then we're like, but she should have gone for Aiden. And Aiden was like, I'll be in the movie. And we're like, we don't want Aiden. We want Big. Anyway, they just announced that he is making his return.
Oh my gosh. How much money did he get to say yes? That's what I want to know.
Well, I don't think you'd have to pay him that much. What else is he doing?
This is what I was going to ask. I mean, I'm not a Sex and the City fan, so I don't know. But like, what is he doing that he's so busy that he wouldn't come back on it?
He probably just was like done.
Yeah, he was probably just like, I'm done. Like, want to move forward. Either that or like, it's one of those things. Me and the girls joke because we've been getting questions like, would you guys do a bold type movie? And we're like, first of all, yes. But second of all, we've been making jokes that like we should do the movie when we're all like broke as hell and like need coins. And I'm like, maybe he like has been trying to branch out of being Mr. Big for a really long time and it hasn't been happening. And so he's just like, whatever, I'll do it.
Fine.
Like,
give me the money.
Fine.
To me, it doesn't matter, Big or Mr. Big. If you don't have Samantha, you don't have a movie. It's just like why I never flew to London to see the Spice Girls in concert. If you don't have Posh, you don't have the Spice Girls. Even though she didn't sing, you need her. You know what I mean?
Like, you need her to
I'm not going to the NSYNC reunion without Justin Timberlake. I don't even like Justin Timberlake.
That's
I think
different.
He's kind of a douche noodle. You know what I mean? But it's like, I'm not going.
Douche noodle.
Yeah, so, I think, but like also just like being that I have worked on set and stuff and like you guys have too. It's miserable to go to work with people that you hate or that hate you. Like, thankfully I haven't really been in that situation, but I've like imagined it. And I've been like, wow, these past 5 years would have sucked if I didn't love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I like can't imagine like now knowing the feud that they have.
Mm.
I like can't imagine how miserable they were on set.
Yeah.
Oh God. No way.
I mean,
no
I'll do thanks. Anything for money, but live your life. Okay. A-Rod. A-Rod has released his line of men's makeup.
I love this so much.
What is it?
Concealer.
Oh,
for men.
Cute.
What's different about that? Like, just buy concealer for women.
He's probably like trying to make it like more
normalized.
Like normalize men.
I have always said I feel bad for guys because like we wake up and we like can look ratchet, but I know I can make it better with makeup. Guys just like you're either pretty or you're not. You're pretty or you're not.
No, you can't do much.
It's so true. It's so true. I like it. And I think it's like $17. So he's not.
Well, isn't any men's version of anything cheaper than the woman's version? He's really just going along with the pink tax.
That's an expensive concealer, $17.
I mean, mine's like $50.
What?
Yeah. Clay de Poe. Baby goat tears? Like Clay de Poe and all that stuff is like, I don't know. Isn't it that like is it 40, 50?
Weird.
Sounded
yeah, but I feel like because guys can't get makeup, that's why like unfair things happen. Like guys, they don't get periods and they don't have, they have the longest eyelashes. Like Paul's eyelashes
no
are
pores.
Like so annoying. So I'm annoying. Like, you don't deserve those. No. I deserve those.
That's
I have
so
to
true.
Use a torture device to make mine look like that. And then they don't even stay.
No, they don't stay curled.
No.
Instantly flat. Katie, what are your thoughts out of Us Weekly this week that J-Lo and Ben Affleck are together in Miami and they're back together, they're dating again?
My first question is, does he still have the giant serpent or whatever is on his back?
The tattoo.
It's a phoenix.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody forgets about setting. That.
Well, I guess he that. Is rising from the ashes by being back with J-Lo, but I don't know. I've like heard some stuff about like that, like Ben Affleck like calls the paparazzi for himself.
Well, I mean, really? I call no one ever heard that for myself, but that's a
doesn't
different
everybody
level.
That gets paparazzi.
I feel like the only, to? But I feel like the only pictures of Ben Affleck that we ever see is him like picking up like his Postmates Dunkin' Donuts outside his house. So they must
and
just
it's
be
falling all over the floor. That's yes. a great photo.
It's so good.
I'm always honestly like, I love Jennifer Garner so much.
So much.
And I don't pretend to know what happened in that relationship, but I kind of feel like, and I love J-Lo. I'm not saying that J-Lo is not as good, but I just feel like after having someone like Jennifer Garner, like that was like your top.
Yeah.
And it's just like nothing is going to be as nice.
Well, I think we can all agree that J-Lo, I don't know if J-Lo is always choosing for love. I feel like J-Lo, you know, you like choose in certain times of your life, you choose.
Yeah, she's
for,
a bad picker.
You,
we know
yeah,
this.
You're like you pick bad because picker. Somebody's rich or famous.
Well, wasn't that,
or,
yeah, wasn't that like the.
Or he's a great backup dancer and his pelvic hip thrills are.
Yeah.
Casper
Wait,
Smart,
who was the backup Chris dancer?
Casper.
Casper Smart and Chris Judd. I mean,
Casper
like,
went to my high school. Isn't that yes. a crazy fun fact?
Could have been you. Could have been you could've in been those hip rolls, Jack.
But like, no, she doesn't, you. She doesn't, she's not necessarily picking really well. So he's obviously not a great pick.
I love
But
J-Lo.
that's why I want her, like, I want her to like be in love with like somebody who's going to like treat her right. I know
normie.
That's like
she
the really
to date
like
a normie.
Nice. But like, if you're J-Lo, can you date a normie?
No.
No, she needs to date the type of normie that's just like, not a famous guy, but a
she needs to date
guy.
Like she needs to date like your version. Well, you don't. Neither one of you have normies, but like it's like someone who's ultra successful and like has a jet and is like a boss in his industry, but is not of the fame.
Nobody knows yeah. his name.
Yeah,
but outside of the entertainment industry.
Yeah, but like J-Lo liked parading around with A-Rod and Ben Affleck.
No, it was
she so likes
fun.
To be a power
That's
Hollywood couple. That's her thing.
Yeah.
But you get a trade-off. You either get like a really long lasting, like forever love, or you get, you know, A-Rod who FaceTimes with girls from Southern Charm sometimes, allegedly.
Yeah. I mean,
it goes allegedly.
Good catch.
I also feel like if you look at people like, you know, Meryl Streep, I don't know what the heck her husband does. I just know that he supports the crap out of her.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay with how famous she is and all of that. And like, I'm personally one of those people that like, that's the kind of fame that I want is to be like, so respected for my work, but like people generally leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like you don't see Meryl Streep in the paparazzi.
No
one would dare do that to her.
Good point. Like who would? Who would have the audacity to jump out of a bush in front of Meryl?
No.
Can you imagine Meryl picking up her LaCroix at the Vons in Studio City being
or
paparazzi?
Walking out of Craig.
At Craig's.
It also is so creepy to me now that like there are things my friend the other day was telling me that there's some Instagram and I'm gonna butcher the name. I think it's called like Demois.
How are you just finding out about Demois? She's got a job.
I mean, I've already been called out on it, Katie, as an annoying podcaster.
I'm just like, I that scares me because like I already, when people are starting to like come up to me and say that they love the show and stuff, which I love, but it makes me have this like overwhelming, like sense of like, oh no,
yeah,
people like are observing me in the world. Yeah. Like there are people that are recognizing me and not saying anything, and they're just looking at me, and I'm going about my day-to-day stuff. And I'm not like reckless. I'm not like, you know, partying or anything like that, but just like feeling like I have to have such awareness of myself in that way just
like
stresses
sometimes
me out.
You just want to look in the lube aisle at a CVS. You know, you're not going to get that lube. It's not great. You should. You're going to order online, but like
the problem with Demois is it's unconfirmed. Like anybody could write anything into that, that Instagram, and they'll post it as unconfirmed fact, but then people start believing it. And then actual news websites pick it up, and then all of a sudden you're like in an affair.
It's the new form of like whatever those gossip magazines
sources confirm.
That are that are at Star. What is like the really
National
like
Enquirer? Really,
National Enquirer, that one. Also, I really just quickly need to go back to the lube thing. No one should be buying regular lube. I just need we need to have a female conversation.
What
about
kind
this.
Of lube?
Yeah, what are you talking
you
about?
You need to get almond oil. I know that sounds very weird.
It doesn't sound weird.
That sounds like an allergic reaction in my vagina.
No.
It's antibacterial.
Like, it's antibacterial. And actually, like, the water, like, all of those lubes are, like, water-based and have, like, other stuff in them. So, like, that's where you're going to, like, get a crazy yeast infection and, like, feel uncomfortable down there. So, using something natural... almond oil is what my gyno told me to use.
What happens to your sheets after that?
You just bring a towel to the party.
Oh.
What about...
That's a lot of planning.
Coconut oil...
What do you do with your... With regular other stuff?
Oil is just different. Like, oil is heavy. Like, I feel
not
like
not almond oil.
And it stains. Oil stains in a way
so you
that
just,
I feel
a little
like,
bit goes a long way with the almond oil?
Little bit goes a long way. I've never had oil-stained sheets.
Great. Hmm. Good.
I just needed, you know, we talk hot about tip. Like my character, like my character had a yeast infection on the show and I was like wildly uncomfortable with it. But I'm like, why don't we talk about this stuff?
Oh, we do over here at the Lady Gang.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you, I'm happy that you came around to it because it's true. Like we should talk about this stuff, but that is a bummer. Like why would they do that to you?
Make her character talk about a yeast infection?
Yes.
Did I mean, it was like, it was
coconut oil.
No, she got it because she got something that I guess exists in the world called a vajacial, which is like a vagina facial.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And it was like using, you know, products that have like scents in them and, you know, things like that. And she gets a crazy yeast infection. And I thankfully have never really had a bad one. I'm not saying I've never had one. But I haven't had a bad one. But Aisha was so funny. She was like, oh, I've had one. Yeah, like sitting on an ice pack bad. Yeah. And I was like, oh, we should incorporate that. So there's a scene of me sitting on a bar stool on top of an ice pack.
That's incredible.
It's incredible. Thanks for bringing your vagina back to the Lady Gang, Katie.
You
really
welcome.
Are so rad. Even seeing you today, I'm like, God, I remember why I like you so much. Well, Katie, thank you for being here. If you guys want to follow Katie, I mean, you already do, but it's at the Katie Stevens. Don't forget the, like the Lady Gang. And the Bold Type series final season is airing now. You can check it out. And we're so proud of you.
Thank you. I could do this all day. I miss you guys.
We really could. Your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you.
All go for a drink soon in some city. And we were not here for a long time.
Yeah.
We were here for a good time.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingberg, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday. This episode of Lady Gang was brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Tucson, the SUV reimagined from the inside out. Learn more at Hyundai.com.